no contingency of Shnei Yisim Nishimim to make sure that there wasn't a case of Yisim Nishim number one telling the Sefer to write again, and then he wrote, and then he changed his mind, and then Yisim Nishim number two told the Sefer the same thing to write again, and the Sefer on the spur of the moment said, I have the get already made. So in order to ascertain that there was no such contingency, the Shliach has to say for that one. Then, the Shliach has to say for that for Nechtam, for another reason, in order to rebut, preclude and rebut the possibility of evil by the Baal. According to Tosfos, the whole reason is why the Chachamim enacted that the Shliach has to testify for that for Nechtam is only to preclude and to rebut the evil, but not to ascertain that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisim. I mean, there's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Now, so according to Rashi, when the Gemara says, V'rabonu muda atzlich, V'hochem mishimigun la'akilu berabon. V'hochem mishimigun la'akilu berabon. So what does it mean, mishimigun la'akilu berabon? Because right now the Gemara is not discussing yet the reason of the Shliach's testimony in order to preclude and rebut the Yor of the Baal. So right now the Gemara is only discussing the possibility of Shnei Yisim Mishimin, of Shalim Lishmo, because of Shnei Yisim Mishimin, because of a mix up of two Yisim Mishimin. So the Shliach has to ascertain that. Has to say that. So, but he's only in the Chod. So Rashi says, Mishimigune Akilu Rabon. I mean, the Gemara says, Mishimigune Akilu Rabon. He's Nemon, even though he's in the Chod. So he's Nemon to verify this fact itself, that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisim Mishimin. So then Gemara says, but after all, like this, it should require two things. But the Chachamim apply a certain kule. So why should the Chachamim apply a certain kule? Hay kule chumri udin latzlas the trailer was a balmar or posle. Chad was a balmar or posle. So then the Gemara says, kiv de omama bifnei kamone isnale. Rabbi Yechem ben Chanine. Chad omama bifnei gimul. Vechad chad omama bifnei beis chad omama gimul. So in the Havam, according to Rashi, when the Makshim asked, Chados Ebal Mare, Chados Ebal Mare, now Tosfos is too short. We didn't go over the Tosfos here. So, according to the first portion of Tosfos, we discussed the Tosfos, the too short Tosfos, when we learned the Gemara last time. So according to the first portion of Tosfos, when the Makshim asked, Chados Ebal Mare, Poslei, it means, he'll pass like Mamish to become Prosper Avon, even though we don't believe him. Why don't we believe him? Because the Shliach testified, the Shliach has the Mones, so in Mele we don't believe him. That's the Pashnis. But it would, the Makshne assume that even though the Baal Siru would not have any credibility, would not be trusted, in view of the fact that his Iru takes place after the testimony by the Shliach and the Chachomim, gave the Mones to the Shliach. So in Mele, he does not have any credibility, but because of the laws, it would be possible now. So then the Gemara gives the Teretz, it wouldn't be possible now. According to the second version, the Makshe also knew that in view of the fact that the Shliach already testified, so in Mele, the Baal Seal would not have any credibility, it would not be there. But people would talk, would gossip, would be made to last, even though Bez would say this issue is Muteres Ben Nose, even from the point of view of the Makshe. So she would be Muteres Ben Nose. But people would still be talking, that would be a stigma against the woman. So the Mele, why should the Chachomim be misaking something that might result in a stigma against the woman? So then the Mele tell it, no. So these are the two pshat. Now, what's the pshat? That's according to Tosfos. So Tosfos has a different pshat than the Gemara, because according to Tosfos, the Chachomim did not have any chshoshe of a contingency of Shalom Lishmo Mitzad Atzmei. The only chshoshe by the Chachomim was of a niru by the Baal, but not of a chshoshe of Shalom Lishmo Mitzad Atzmei. So the Mele Tosfos says two pshat in the Makshe, but Rashi. So according to Rashi, so there was a chshoshe by the Chachomim Mitzad Atzmei, maybe there was a contingency of Shalom Lishmo, of Shnei Yisrael Nishimen. So because of that, the Chachomim required the Shliach to say for that of Nechtam, they are biased attaining that there was no contingency of two years in Shem. But then the Gemara is a kashi. But hay kuleu chumreu. Einoch name is far. So the Gemara is kashi according to Rashi as follows. It's not like either pshat of thesis. Thesis is short in because thesis lishitose. That the Chachomim never required the Shliach to testify before a Nechtam in order to determine that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Nishimen. And the whole purpose of the Takone, of that the Shliach should testify, is to preclude and to rebut a Nero by the power. So the Mele thesis is too short. What did the Makshe do? But according to Rashi, it's very simple what the Makshe asked. Because according to Rashi, so first the Shliach, through his testimony, he has to determine that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Nishimen. So then the Shliach does. And the Makshe is not arguing over the legal effect of the Shliach's testimony as far as determining that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Nishimen. The Gemara doesn't argue. The Makshe doesn't argue with that. But the Makshe has another kashya. True indeed that the Shliach is never I'm determining that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Nishimen. But if the Baal comes as a Baal Ashtar, he is never to pass the Shtar as a Baal Ashtar. Now according to the Rambam, so he's never Midrais if the Baal comes. According to the other Rishayim, Midrabon. But Midrabon, there is Nemones by Baal Ashtar. So the Gemara has the Kasha. Haikul, all right, Revol says in Rashi, as far as Rabbi is concerned. So Revol says in Rashi that it's not on the basis of Baal Ashtar. It's not on the basis of Baal Ashtar, it's just on the basis of an Idechot. All right, it's not Baal Ashtar. So the Baal is Nemon. So Haikul, so even though it's an Idechot on the basis of it, so of Idechot, so the Shliach is Nemon to determine that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Nishimen, but there is another possibility. The Shliach's Nemones has another reason. Besides determining that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Nishimen, to preclude, it has another purpose, the testimony of the Shliach, by the Shliach, to preclude and rebut the Yiru of the Baal. So the Gemara is the Kashi, true indeed that the Shliach's testimony has the legal effect of determining that there was no contingency of Shalom Mishmo, of Shnei Yisrael Nishimen by itself, but the Shliach's testimony is also for the purpose of rebutting of rebutting the Yiru of the Baal. But if the Chachomim accept the testimony of the Nidechot, and then the Baal will come, it will still be Akhoshe of Chavrika Bechav. So it will not rebut completely the Yiru of the Baal. That's the second, that's the Kasha of the Makshi. So then the Gemara says, Kim Yom Amar with the Kamon Eisnele, Rabbi Yechon Reb Chanine, Chadoma with the Beis, Chadoma with the Gimu. So we call a Medek Daik, Vili Yosel Lui Anafshe. So what does it mean? The Kasha of the Gemara was, that even though the Shliach is Nemon, and is attaining the fact that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Nishimen, but he should not be able to be Nemon in his argument and his akhoshe with the Baal, when the Baal says it was just written Shalom Lishmo, not because of Shnei Yisrael Nishimen, it was just written Shalom Lishmo. So on that he should not have Nemones, because it will still be akhoshe of Chavrika Bechad, so it should be Sofik. So the more you give the Teretz, Kiki Yom Amar,
בפני כמון היסטרי, רבי יחלב הפנינה, חד אמר בפני בייז וחד אמר בפני גימור, סו מיקורי מידג דייק ועושר לאוי ענף ש... סו לפשט בגמור הכל תורה שכתובי ורי סמל. נאו, תראי זה הלוכה, אוף כל מוקים שמי יותר ידע חוד הרי וכשניים. סו, דת גמור המיישן צריכה במייז ביילו, סו יפני דח עוצז, that means Bible, and the person gives her exactly no say, a heterly no say, and then another Idechot comes and says, Loimes, so we ignore the testimony of the other Idechot. Because the first Idechot had mnemonis of two, and the second Idechot has mnemonis of one, so in Vorosh Lechot and Mokim Shtam. Unless they both come with Azaz. But if they come with Azazeh, so the first one has mnemonis of two. The same thing the Gemara says, Likabi Rauf, and the same thing the Gemara says, Likabi Seite. Now, the question is, there is a machlekes l'sheni whether the same aloha applies to idechot and misur. So suppose one idechot comes and says there is chtiche. We don't know whether it's chilul shumim. And then an idechot comes and says this chtiche is shumim. Then so we pass, you know what I mean, that this chtiche is shumim, you're allowed to eat it. Then the next day another idechot shows up and says, oh, this idechot that who testified yesterday, he is lying. This is chayim. So according to the Marik, and the taste is Yishenim increases, it's crazy Yishenim, the other Yishenim too. So they say that we apply the Aloha of Komo Kishmin to Yechad HaKishnayim, so the one who first testified that the Chumen, so he has the Monas of two, and the one who testifies the next day that it's chayim, has the Monas is only one, so it works like Komo Kishnayim. The Ritvo, the Mekiesef, the Yivomes, the Apiches, mentions the name of the Ritvo that Ligabi Dechot Misum, we don't apply the Aloche of Komokim Shinino Teri Dechot Harei Kishnai. We don't apply the Aloche of Komokim Shinino Teri Dechot Harei Kishnai. So the Ritvo says why? He says that the Aloche of Komokim Shinino Teri Kishnai applies only to Elahufe, to Seite, to Mezbai. Because they are really required to eat this. In Dorsha Be'alpa, it's Mishnayim. But there is Ixasakosu, then Idechot is Nemo. So Mele, if the Torah mentions Ixasakosu, Idechot is Nemo, so obviously the Kavone of the Ixasakosu is that he should have Nemones of two. Because it's in Dorsha Be'alpa, and Dorsha Be'alpa requires Akodot. So here the Torah trusted one, so that Ixasakosu in effect implies that he has credibility of two. So the Mele, we apply this aloche. Mashiachin by Dechot and Misur, there is no aloche of credibility of two, and in Dechot and Nemon, we don't require two. So the Mele, you also only the Nemonis of one. So if another one is Makachim, he also has the Nemonis of one. So it's Isofik, so it's Akhosh. This is what the Ritva says. Now, the Rambam also emphasizes that aloche of Komotim Shemimati, the Dechot and Shnayim, the Dechot and Shnayim applies only to Eglahufe, to Seite, to Mezbayo. But we cannot say, Chaim says, that the Rambam agrees with the longness of the Ritva. Why not? Because the Rambam Shiti is, and at that point there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam Shiti is that the Aloche of Komokim Shemina Tiradach Lakeshnayim by Eglahufe itself, by Seite itself, by Mezbayo itself, so is only Shayach if it kosher test. Amen. A kosher, not a kohen. Well, one who is kosher, ladies, and what an idea. If he testifies that Mace Bible, and then later on, a month later, another it comes and says, Loi Mace. So we say, the first idechot kosher, who said Mace has credibility of two, and the other who comes a month later, a week later, after Bezdin has given a psak din to the issue that she can get married, has credibility of one, a dvor shalech mokim shnayim. But suppose an idechot posel is the first one who says mezvailo, even though he's nemon, an isha is nemon, a kor is nemon, a shifre is nemon, a never is nemon, akumisi amutume is nemon, everybody is nemon, all psuliman nemon. But he's not a kosher. Suppose an isha comes and says mezvailo, and Bezdin gives a psak din linose to the isha. Then another person, another isha, another idechot comes later on and says loy meis. So then it's loy tenos. It's loy tenos. So we cannot say the Ramban is right. In other words, according to the Rambam, we apply the halacha from Mokish Mitefer Shnayim, even Ligabe it post, not only Ligabe it posha. Now, according to the Rambam, who distinguishes between the Dechat Kosha and the Dechat Posel, insofar as Komok Shimon Dechat Shnayim is concerned, so we cannot apply the mondes of the Ritvo. Because according to the Ritvo, the fact that the Torah trusted and in Dechot by Seikim and his Bible proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Torah gave the Dechot credibility of two. Because if the Dechot did not have credibility of two, he wouldn't be Nehemon. Because there is a Loch and Dom Shabbat Pachas Mishnayim. So, how is he Nehemon? The answer is, the Idechot has credibility of two. But according to the Rambam, we cannot say that. Because according to the Rambam, the Loch, even by his Bible and by Seite, the Loch of Komo Kishmini Techot Kishnayim applies only to Techot Kosher, but Nechot Pos not. But, when there is no Ach Hoshe, so then the Idechot Pos is also Nehemon. But he doesn't have the credibility of two, so we see that according to the Rambam, and the Dechot is Nehemon, even though he does not have credibility of two, even though he has only credibility of one. So what trial do we have that by these three, and the Dechot Kosher has credibility of two? So Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, this halacha of convocation of the Dechot and the Shnayim applies only to these three for a different reason. Because these three things, as the Ritva says, but love me time. So if not for a special dress apostle, they should require this. This Bible should require it because it's not the Dom Shabbat, because it is the Dom Shabbat Alvo. Satan should require it to him because it's the Dom Shabbat Alvo. Eglahufe, we don't know why should it require to him. But the Ritva himself says that it should require to him. So why, after all, Egla Rufi is not in Dovah Shabbat Alvo. So for some reason, Egla Rufi, if not for the special Zeras HaKosov, should also be quiet, whatever the reason is. So, Mimele, so if there hadn't been a special Zeras HaKosov in Itzeite, in Mezbayo, and Egla Rufi, then it should be quiet, but there is a special Zeras HaKosov. So the special Zeras HaKosov only applies to the one who testifies Mezbayo. It only, the special Zeras HaKosov of Itzeite applies only to the case where the Idecho testifies Nidmes. The special Zeras HaKosov by Glarufe, Loineida Miyuko, Honeida, Afilechot. So only implies that if Idecho testifies, Hoyisi Ezaimek. Honeida, Afilechot. But there is no special Zeras HaKosov that the Nidechot is Nemon to say Loi Nidmeis, that the Nidechot is Nemon to say Loi Meis, that the Nidechot is Nemon to say Loi Meis as Ayurik. We don't have such a Zeras HaKosov. So Mele, the reason as to why the Gemara says that if Nidechot says Mezbayo, and then later on, and another Nidechot says Loi Meis, so we reject the testimony of the other Nidechot. Because it's a Dom Shabbat, it requires the Eidim. But we have a special Zeras HaKosov, a dispensation, an exception to the general rule of in Dom Shabbat, Pos Mishnayim, that the Nidechot is Nemon to say Mezbayo. But that special Zeras HaKosov only tells us that the Nidechot is Nemon to say Mezbayo. But that special Zeras HaKosov does not tell us that the Nidechot is Nemon to say Loi Meis. So Mele, we reject the testimony of the one who says Loi Meis, and we accept the testimony of the one who says Mez, that's the pshat of Indra of Shalechot and Mokim Shnayim. So then you'll ask, so even Bibasachas, the one who says Mez should be Nemon, the one who says Loi Mez should not be Nemon. So Bibasachas, there is a special Aloche, that since he is an Idechot, and so another Idechot is Nemon to be Makish. Even though he has no credibility on the merits of the subject matter. But he has credibility to be makrish this dechot. So when does he have credibility to be makrish this dechot? If it was achas. But if it was achaseh, so on the merits of the subject matter, so the Torah doesn't say that any dechot has nemones, special nemones to say loy meis. The Torah only says on the merits of the subject matter, on the kufa inyan, that he has the credibility to say meis, not that any dechot has credibility to say loy meis. But if they come with basachas,
So he has credibility to be makrish. But if the kam was achazeh, he doesn't even have credibility to be makrish. So maybe we accept the testimony of the idechot who says meis, and but we reject the testimony of the idechot who says loy meis. So that's only shayach. We got be lahufe, we got be mezbaylo, we got be itzeite. Mashen ki dechmen bisum. So just as the idechot has credibility. And in the whole credibility, so even Mazach Hazeh is considered Zak Hoshe, and we don't say in Dvorah Shalechot, Bimokim Shnai. This is what the time says. So, Mele now, the Pshat in Rashi was follows. First, the Gemara mentioned Mishimiduna Akil Rabban. Mishimiduna Akil Rabban. That because, in other words, we have there are two reasons as to why the Idechot has to testify before the Echot of Anechta. One reason is to ascertain the facts that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael. And the Idechot, so the Idechot shouldn't be Nehmon because it's a Dabosh of Erovo. So the Chachom Mishum Leginoe gave him the monies. So then the Gemara Estikashe, Haikule Uchumreu, the Echumre might emanate from it. Die Matzlech is a train, we also Baal Maho Apostle. So, the Baal would be able to be Makrish, the But Chav, if you are mining just in the Echot, so, on the merits of the Indian, so then, also Baal Maho Apostle. And here we couldn't say, since the Baal is the second one, who comes last. So in Dvorah Shalechot Mokim Shnayim. Because how do we explain, according to the Rambam, the Aloha of Dvorah Shalechot Mokim Shnayim? Because the Idechot who says Mes has special credibility, a special Trasakosu. The Idechot who says Loi Mes does not have any special credibility. So as to him, we apply the general principle of Dvorah Shebe'alvo Poches Mishnayim. Poches Mishnayim. So, but by Idechot and Bisum, we don't say it according to the Rambam. So here too, according to Rashi, we don't apply the halacha as far as the mnemonis. So as far as the mnemonis of the Baal is of the Shliach is concerned, as far as the mnemonis of the Shliach in regard to the ego of the Baal. So the Shliach does not have any special mnemonis, any special credibility. He has the mnemonis of an Idechot. So then the Baal also has the mnemonis of an Idechot. My chosis, why should we give the Shliach more credibility than the Baal? Apart from Baal HaShtar. So as Ravelo says in Rashi, here there is no special mnemonis of Baal HaShtar. But we cannot say in Dvorah Shalechot Mokim Shnayim. When can we apply the halacha in Dvorah Shalechot Mokim Shnayim? Only in the case where the first Idechot has special credibility. Let's say the first Idechot who testifies Meis Baalo, the first Idechot who testifies Nit Meis, the first Idechot who says Hoyisi Ayrek. So there is a special Tersakosum that gives him special credibility. But the other Idechot who says Loi Meis, Loi Nit Meis, Loi Hoyiso. So there is no Tersakosum that gives him special credibility. So maybe we say the first one, we accept the first one's testimony, the second one's testimony not. But here, the Chachomim Mishumukine gave mnemones to the Idechot. But the Baal has just as much, even though he's not the Baal HaShtar, as Ravel says, but he certainly has as much credibility as the Idechot, so it's still a Koshe. So it's still a Koshe. So then the Gemara says, give me the Omama. So that means that the Shliach has special mnemonis here. So since he has, because of Medek Daik, because the umdene of Medek Daik corroborates the testimony of the Shliach. So the Mele is Midrabonon, he has special mnemonis. So it is just like the special credibility of the Idechot who says Meis Baalo. So there he has special credibility because of his special Tersakoso. Or there the one who says Nit Meis has special credibility because of his special Tersakoso. There the one who says Hoyisi Ayrek has special credibility because of his special Tersakoso. Here he has special credibility, the Shliach.
in contrast to the Baal, because of Melech died. So Mele, when the Baal contests him and his makrashim, we say in Dvor Shalech HaMakim Shnayim, so we reject the testimony, the hero of the Baal, and we accept the testimony of the Shalech.
Kashis Pshat, and Gemores Kashi, I'll leave it there. Now the same Shakuntari is mentioned by the Gemore in connection with Rover 2, but it's impossible to apply the same Pshat in the Sugi of the Gemore, I'll leave it there, because according to Rabbi, so we saw that according to Rashi, so the purpose of the Shliach's testimony from Nachum for Nechem is double. First of all, the Shliach has to testify from Nachum for Nechem in order to make sure that there is no contingency, there was no contingency of Shnei Yitzhi Mishina. So first of all, the Shliach testifies on the merits of the get, that the get was written Mishmo. And then there is another purpose in the Shliach's testimony, to rebut the hero of the Baal. That's in regard to Rabbah. So we can say that. But in regard to Rove is not Rishish for Lishmo. So there we cannot say that the testimony of the Shliach has a double purpose. First, to testify on the merits, on the get mitzad atzmo, that there was no contingency of Shaloi Lishmo, and then to rebut the ill of the Baal. That's a little bit rather we can say that. But Alim Rabbi, we cannot say there is no double purpose in the testimony for the Nechta by the Shliach. There is just one purpose. There is just one purpose. Now, so if Rashi Shite had been like the Ravid, so then you could explain the Rashi in connection with Rabbi the same way as the Rashi's Lomdes in connection with Rabbi. Now, what's the Ravid Shite? The Raivet Chiti is that even when a Nisha produces a get herself, so she has to be Mekayimet. Has to be Mekayimet. And the Chiti of the Raivet is, there she has to be Mekayimet obeyed. So, Memele, if Rashi Chiti had been like the Raivet, so we could explain the Gemore, Alive the Rove, in the same way as Rashi explains the Gemara Alim the Rav. Now, how does Rashi explain the Gemara Alim the Rav? So, first the Gemara says, "V'rabbonon du'atzlich, v'yochem shemgin ha'kilo v'rabbonon." So, because of Igune, the Chachomim gave credibility, gave nemones to the Shliach, to be nemon on the merits of the get. In other words, to make sure, to verify that there was no contingency of Shnei's. Then the Gemara has a kasha. Haipu l'chumru, dimitras l'treilu l'ose ba'al ma'ar u'posalei, chad ose ba'al ma'ar u'posalei. So the Gemara says, kim do ma'ar v'likam on eistavo, Rabbi Yechanan. So in other words, true indeed, he has credibility on the merits of the get, that there was no contingency of Shnei's and Shimon. But suppose the Baal is ma'ar, then the Shliach will not be ne'emon to be makfish the Baal. So then the Gemara says, we call a medic dying, was the way nafshi. So Mele, not only is the Shliach Nemon to determine that there was no contingency of Shnei Yitzhi Mishimen, but he's also Nemon to rebut an hero, a future hero by the Baal. So it's two Nemones. It's two Nemones by the Shliach. That's in regard to Rabbi. Now, in regard to Rove, so if Rashi had agreed with the Shita of the Raivet, so we could explain the Gemara the same way, that the Shita of the Raivet is that get is not distinguished famolade stores. Just as no stores mit der Rabono, true mit der Reise, in dem Achsum Ashtar Aschach müssen wir besten, but mit der Rabono it's not like you all, unless there is kill. So, Tetsvishite is that Mishumigune, so by get, we don't have that aloche, that it's not lechkero without kiyum. But the Raimichite is that by get we also have haloche, that without kiyum it's not lechkero in the best. Not lechkero is best. But there is a special kule by Shliach that it can be niskayim by the Shliach himself, by the Nedech. But if the Isha produces the get, then she must be mikayimet only to 80. But if the Shliach delivers the get, then the Shliach himself, even though he's in the Dechot, can be mikayim. But the Aloche, the Takonis Chachomim, that Ishtar requires kiyum, and without kiyum it's not there, can we do something better? That applies even to get according to the Raimet. According to the Raimet. So if Rashi Shita had been like the Raimet, then we could explain this more. Alibe the Rove in the same way as Rashi explains it, Alibe the Rabbe. Alibe the Rabbe, so the Shliach has two demons. First of all, through his testimony, he determines that there was no, he has the demons on the merits of the get, that the get was not Shalom Lishmo. In other words, that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael, and then he has the demons to rebut the Yiru by the Bab. So, according to the Raimet, we could explain the Gemore, Alibe the Rove, the same way. So the Gemore says, the Gemore is the Kashe, in those Shabel Pochs Mebeis, so how is the Shliach Nemon? So the Gemore is the Teretz, Bidinu, the Bikim Shtores Namali, the Bikim Shlokish, 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 the Bikim So with the Rabbonon, according to the Raimet Shite, so with the Rabbonon, the Atzlich, so with the Rabbonon, every star requires kiyum. And without kiyum, it's the nechkel of the Bezen is lacking. So, the Ochem should be given to the Rabbonon, whereas in old stories, so the kiyum has to be taken, has to be done by trading, so here, we should be given to the Rabbonon, the kiyum can take place by one end. So then the Gemara is the Kasha, I pull you, whom you? Dimas and the Trilos and Balmaro Posele, Hados and Balmaro Posele. So, true indeed, that the Dechot, Bishumigune, has the mones on the merits of the Shtar. In other words, to determine that the Shtar is not Mizuyev, to be Mikhail the Shtar. But, in case the Baal is Maria, that it is Mizuyev, so why should the Dechot have the mones to rebut the hero of the Baal? So then the Gemara says, "Give the Olam Abba the Kamon Eistilo." Reichel Rechanine, Chadom Abifne Shnayim, Chadom Abifne Dibu, Mikorem Nidik Dayim, and also the Roy Anafshi. What's that Anafshi? So that means that not only does he have the mones to be Mikayim the Get, he has the mones also to rebut the hero of the Baal, even in case the Baal shows up and says that the Get is missing. But the problem arises in the fact that Rashi is chilek on Shnei Raimet, because the Rambam agrees with Rashi. The Rambam says that if an isha produces a get, then he does not have to say before Alechta or before Alechta. And the Raya is more. The Mishnah says that Chof Gimel, the Mokia for the Rambam Shite, which happens to be Rashi Shite also, that if the Isha herself produces a get, she doesn't have to be Mekayimet, she can get married without Kiyum. So the Mokia is the Mishnah, the Gemara that Chof Dalet. Now the Mishnah from Dimon Bey says, "Who Yisha Atzmo Mivias Bito, who will watch it Tzricho Leimel from the Nechtel from the Nechtel." So the Gemara that Chavdalad and Dalev says, "Yisha has the Kasher against the Mishnah. Why should she be required to say for Nechtel from the Nechtel? Yisha Mechimot in Gitel Yodi Igarashel." So Rashi says, "Mechimot in Gitel Yodo, Vimokim Shkibaltim in Zayan, Igarashel." So because of that, the Rambam says that the Nisha does not have to say before the Nechta, I'm sorry, the Nisha, if she produces the get, she does not have to be mekayem the get. Heitio perikvei mechadgira shalocha beis. Heitio get mitachas yodo viyomro girashni baili boze harizu nemenes vitinosibli aval pisheinu mikuyin kmoi shebiar. The mokir is this gemara. Ishe mechmiyot yodi igar shalo. And the Rambam explained it. So why is there a need for before the nechtam? She doesn't need anything. Kosel haray mitzal imer ani she is kai mechismo. So that's the Ravitchi. How does he explain this Gemara? So the Magen Mishneh says, and the Rashi also says, so in other words, that the Ravitchi explains the Gemara not like Rashi. Rashi explains the Gemara. So what do we need before the Nechtam? Before the Nechtam? She doesn't have to do anything. But the Ravitchi explains the Gemara. Here the Mishneh says that the Isha, who is Shatman via Zgiton. And if she says it for the next time, she can get married. But Isha Mechimot Gitel Yodei Gar Shalom. So in order to be allowed to get married, she has to be Mikayim Al Deidim, not just by saying for the next time. This is how the Ravid explains the Kasha of the Gemara. Anyway, but Rashi does not explain the Gemara like the Ravid. So Rashi holds that by get, there is no requirement of get. And the only thing by get is if the Baal is Me'areir. If the Baal is Me'areir, let's say in the Eretz Yisrael. So if the Baal is Me'areir, when a Shliach delivers a get, delivers a get in the Eretz Yisrael. Or if the Isha produces a get in Chutz La'aretz or in the Eretz Yisrael. So there is no need for Kiyum and there is no need for Nechtam. But if the Baal is Me'areir, then it's Iskai Mechaismo. So Mimele, according to Rashi's Pshat, so we cannot say that the Shliach has two nemonis. One on the merits of the get. In other words, the get is not Mizuyev. He is never to be Mikayim. And one, he has nemonis to rebut the hero of the Baal. Just as Rashi says in Alib the Rabbi, in explaining the moral of the Rabbi. Because according to Rashi, he only has the monies to rebut the hero of the Baal. But on the merits of the get, it's not necessary for the Shliach to have the monies. Because the get, so it's considered Lech Kiyo do something best even without Kiyo, by get. So how will he explain this Gemara? So this, the Gemara Alibi the Rabbi will be explained. Rashi doesn't say one word on the Shakla Vitaya Alibi the Rabbi. Rashi only explains the Shakla Vitaya Alibi the Rabbi. But the Shakla Vitaya Alibi the Rabbi doesn't say one word. So, I mean, one would be tempted to assume he doesn't say a word because he's the same Pshat. Why repeat it? But Rashi couldn't explain the Shakla Vitaya Alibi the Rabbi in the same way as he explains the Shakla Vitaya Alibi the Rabbi. Alibi the Rabbi. So the Fonechtam accomplishes a double purpose. First of all, he determines that there was no contingency of Shneis Mishimen, and number two, he rebuts a possible Iru by the Baal. Mashiachin here, the only purpose of the testimony of Fonechtam al Ibn is to rebut a possible Iru of Mizilah by the Baal. So he cannot explain the Gemara the same way as he explains the Gemara in the Rabbi. So how will he explain it? So the Gemara says, "Bidinu dikim mishtores namu b'play." Kilo yishlokish, namo yishlokish, nafsum hashtar, nashu yachus in the best. V'rabonu mudatzrich. So what does it mean, Rabbonu mudatzrich? Rabbonu mudatzrich in order to rebut a yakhoshe by the Baal. So Bishleime, when the Gemara says Ali with the Rabbi, Mishim Yidu Nakol Rabbanon. So then Ali with the Rashi's Pshat. So the Mishim Yidu Nakol Rabbanon has reference to the credibility of the Shliach and the merits of the get. That there was no contingency of Shneis and Mishim. And the Korebedik Dayek has reference to the credibility of the Shliach has reference to the credibility of the shliach to rebut the possible hero by the Baal. But here it doesn't have a double purpose, only one purpose: to rebut the impossible hero by the Baal. So here the Gemara says Mishim Yidin Akel Rabbanon. So why is Mishim Yidin Akel Rabbanon? That's because of Migune, so he can rebut the possible hakhoshe by the Baal. So, but then the Gemara says, So that means it's based upon Medik Daik, not upon Igune. So in when the Gemara says both things, I'll leave it to Rabbi too, but there, the Shliach has two nemones. So Mishmigune has to do, is explanatory of the nemones and the merits of the get, that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisim Shimen. And Mikor Medik Dayek has reference to the credibility and in rebutting the hero of the Baal, that is Shaloi Mishmo. But here, the testimony of the Shliach, of Sein before the Nechta, is only to rebut the hero. So from this Gemara it appears that the reason as to why his Nemon is because of the Gimak Rabbanon, and from the Maskona of the Gemara it appears that the reason as to why his Nemon is because Mikore Medik Daik will also do in Afshin. So we have to explain it as follows. I mean, there is no other way. Because actually, in all Shtores, there is the Rabbanon of Gim. And until it is Niskayim, so then it's not Nechker Yudusam Bebezin. Here, there is an exception. That it's Nechker Yudusam Bebezin even without Kim. And if the Isha self-produces the get, if it's not an Aldi Shliach, so then, she doesn't have to be kind of name. She doesn't have to be kind of name at all. So, there is a special kulei. Why did the Chachamim apply a special kulei ligabi yet? Ligabi all shtores, so there is a loche that it's not Nechker Yudusam Bebezden if it's not this guy. And here it's Nechker Yudusam Bebezden even without Kiyum. So that is because we should begin to kill the Rabbanon. So the Gemara, Enoch Nami, the Gemara says, V'Rabbanon Udatz, because if the Chachomim had not made this special kule, so then the Chachomim wouldn't believe the Shliach and Kirmaget. Because if there hadn't been a special kule, that here a get is considered Lechker Yudusam Bebezin even without Kiyum, so Memele the Chachomim wouldn't be Ma'amin any Dechot in being Mikayim the get. Why? Because after all, there is a general principle that Kim Shtores requires to aid him. And Kim Shtores cannot be affected by Midechot. But the reason is why the Chachomim were mamim the Shliach in rebutting a future evil by the Baal is because the Chachomim applied a special kule and they were misake that here again is considered Nechker Yudusam Bebezin even without Kim. So Bemele, since it's considered Nechker Yudusam Bebezin even without Kiyum, so Bemele, the Shliach is Nemon to be makrish an hero, a future hero by the Baal. But if the Chachamim had not applied this special kule of dispensing with the requirement of kiyum that applies to all shtores, so mele the Chachamim wouldn't give him the credibility, wouldn't give him the monies to be makrish an hero by the Baal. Only because it's considered lechker into some besen without kiyum, but the Baal b'teiras bala shtar can pass on the shtar if he's married. So here, in view of the fact that even without the testimony by the shliach, it's considered lechker into some besen, as long as the Baal is not married. So it's considered nechkeru into some bezin. So mimele the Chachamim gave him the monies of being makrish, a future ill by the Baal. But if not for mishnigune akolim rabbanon, then the same requirement that a shtar requires kiyum, and without kiyum it's not nechkeru into some bezin, would apply to get too. And if it would apply to get, then the Chachamim wouldn't be mamin the shliach with the medek dayik, because kiyum shtores requires to him. So even if an idechot is medek dayik, he still cannot be mikayim a shtar an idechot. So how is it that here he can be mikayim? Because here mishum ituna akilu berabonon, that it's considered lechkeru into some mebezin without kiyum. But if the Baal will come, the Baal Ashtar will be Ma'ariya, he'll be able to pass off. So because of that, the Chachomim gave him the monies. And why were they mamming him? Because of Mikore Medak Daik, so the Pshat, Mishum, even though the Gemore uses the Losh Mishum Yuna Akil Rabbonon in connection with Rabbi, and the Gemara uses the Losh Mishum Yuna Akil Rabbonon in connection with Rabbi, but has different longness, different meanings. In vis-a-vis Rabbi, when the Gemara says Mishum Yuna Akil Rabbonon, what explains why the Shliach has no monies? The Shliach has only one monies, Ali B'Rabbi, to be bought a future hero by the Baal. But Mishum Yuna Akil Rabbonon only explains as to why here the get is considered lechker into some bezin even without kiyum. That's because Mishum Yuna. So Mele, since it is considered lechker into some bezin, the shtar is considered, the get is considered lechker into some bezin even without kiyum, and the only purpose of the testimony by the shliach is to rebut and preclude an hero by the Baal, so the Mele the Chachomim gave him the monies. But if there had been this dispensation, this kule, gabiget, mishumigune, of dispensing with the requirement of kiyum ashtar as being indispensable to the nechka or dus of the besen, so then the Chachomim wouldn't give the monies to any dachot. Because if get, like all other shtores, would be subject to the requirement of kiyum shtores, and without kiyum it would be considered loy lechker or dus on the bezin, then an idechot wouldn't be nemon to be makrish the hero by the Baal. Yes.
So when the Gemara, even though the Gemara said we have a kiyum shtores Baal, and then the Gemara later on said Rabbonin the Itzrich, that's the Itzrich
kiyum. The Rabbonin would eat zich. The Rabbonin would eat zich by Shliach who delivers a get in Zayam, that the Hagode by the Idechot to be makrish, the purpose of which is to be makrish a future year by the Baal. This is how Rashi would have explained it. So it's a little strange, because Rashi doesn't say one word on the whole Shakel Mitarya Libidorovi. So one would take it for granted, one would be tempted today to assume that since Rashi doesn't say one word on the Shakel Mitarya Libidorovi, and he does elaborate on the Shakel Mitarya Libidorovi, that is the same oneness, but it could be the same oneness. Because according to Rashi, Ali the Rabbi, so the Shliach has two nemones, and the testimony for Nechtam has a double purpose. All right, that's according to Rashi. Now let's see what's the Pshat according to Tesvis. Now, according to Tesvis, so we said yesterday, so Ali the Rabbi, in connection with Rabbi, so the testimony of by the shliach of Lefonecht and Lefonechtam has only one purpose, one objective. Because it's not necessary for the shliach to determine anything on its on the merits of the guest. Because we're not cheshish for shnei yisrishim. So all that the shliach has to verify, all that the shliach has to verify is to rebut that a future year by the Baal, that is Shalom Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Stam Sifra Tani Mitba Mirem, V'Rabbonu Nehatzir, V'Yochem Mishu Mivune Ha'akilu V'Rabbonu. So what does it mean, Mishu Mivune Ha'akilu V'Rabbonu? According to Tesis. So according to Rashi, when the Gemara says, Alim Rabbi Shukin at Rabbonon, the Chachomim gave him credibility, gave him the monies and the merits of the get to determine that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisim Shimon. But according to Tesis, we are not cheshish for that. Even without the testimony, we are not cheshish for it. But without the testimony, we are cheshish, maybe the Baal will be married, and then it will pass. So the purpose of the monies is to rebut and conclude a new by the Baal. So at the very outset, the Kormi takes this, when the Gemara says, Mishim Guna Akil Rabbon, so that means that the reason as to why the Shliach is Neemon is because it's a special kulin. So then, the Gemara has the, when the Gemara has the Kashi, when the Gemara has the Kashi, So, what's the Gemara's Kashi? Bishleime according to Rashi, that Rashi said that the Shliach, the testimony of Nechta, has a double purpose to accomplish: one, to determine something on the merits, and two, to rebut in the Obay the Baal. So we understand the Kasha of the Gemara. Haikulu Uchumreu. True indeed, according to Rashi, that Mishum Yidun Akil Rabbanon. So he is Nemon on the merits of the case. But, how about in the Obay the Baal? Why should he be Nemon? To rebut a future in the Obay the Baal, it should be Chad L'Gabchad, as well explained to Rashi. But according to Tesis, so when the Gemara said at the very outset, Mishum Yidun Akil Rabbanon, it also means to rebut. Mishum Yidun Akil Rabbanon, and the Chachomim gave him credibility to rebut the Neo by the Baal. So why does the Gemara then ask, Chados Baal Maro Poslein? The Gemara said, Mishum Yidun Akil Rabbanon, they gave him the monies to rebut. How can the Baal be makhish then? Because that's the purpose. So that's the reason as to why Tesis was bothered by this Kasha. You see, Rashi wasn't bothered. Because according to Rashi, so the testimony of Vifonachtam has a double purpose. But according to Tesis, it does not have a double purpose. Only one purpose. It has only one demonis, not two demonis. But one demonis, to be makhish the hero of the Baal. So what? But Tesis was disturbed by the Gemara's Kasha. What did the Gemara want? The Gemara already said Mishum Yidun Akil Rabbanon. So because of Ikuna, the Chachomim gave credibility to the Shliach. To be Nemon what? And the merits. There is no Chosha on the merits, according to Tesis. The only Chosha is maybe the Baal will be married. So when the Gemara said Mishum Yidun Akil Rabbanon, the Gemara meant that the Chachomim gave him mnemonis to be makrish, to rebut, and to preclude the new. So what does Gemara ask? Yosef Almaro, Posele, how Posele? Mishum Yidun Akil Rabbanon, so they gave him already mnemonis to rebut any new. So that's why, so Tesis was disturbed by the Kasha Gemara. That's why Tesis mentions Tupshot. So now let's go over the Tesis. Yesh Liforish, the Posele Mamish, Afal Gavru Mehemet, Vileke Alalaz Behalme, Mifs. So the first pshat is the Tainu Chanami. The Gemara already said Mishum Yidun Akil Rabbanon. So Mishum Yidun Akil Rabbanon. So according to Tesis, it means that the Chachomim gave, because of Mikune, the Chachomim gave the monastery down to be makhish and yom them. That was the purpose, the exclusive purpose of the Bifonenech. So why does the Gemara ask? So the Gemara says, according to the first Lashon Tesis, true indeed that the Chachomim Mishum Igune gave Nemones to the Shliach to be Makhish the Yehu of the Baal. So the Mele, if the Shliach does testify for Nechta, and then the Baal comes and says, Ishalom Mishmo. So we are not Cheshish for the testimony of the Baal. We're not Cheshish because the Shliach is the Mones. So we know the Shliach tells the truth and the Baal tells a lie. The Makshin also knew that once the Shliach testified before the Nechtam, so there we take it for granted. We assume that the Shliach tells the truth and the Baal tells a lie. Because the Shliach already established that there is no Shalom Lishmo in that yet. So maybe if the Baal says it was Shalom Lishmo, he's lying. But even though he's lying, the Makshin assumed it will attach a stigma to the issue. It will stigmatize the issue. Why? Because people are not lying. So the average person in the street is not a lamb, and he doesn't know Nemone, Shliach, Shemikune. He doesn't know anything. He just knows the Baal came and said, Shalom Mishmo. So people start talking. She's not divorced, she's an ishishish, and if she will marry, so she'll have children, so they are mamzelim, and so on. So a stigma will be attached to the woman. So because of that, the Chachomi, so not that the Baal is Nemone, but he'll be effective in being made laws, and in order to protect the issue against the laws of people, so mainly with the Rabbon, the get will be possible. Not because we trust the hero of the Baal. No, the Shliach established, determined the facts that the get was the issue, because that was the whole purpose of the takonia before the nechtam of the nechtam, that the shliach should be nemor. So then, when the Baal comes, Bezdin does not believe the Baal. Bezdin is sure the shliach told the truth, and the Baal is just mitzilas. All right, it's mitzilas, but it's a stigma just the same. So to Al Kedin, the Baal has no nemores. The shliach has nemores. The shliach has nemores. But still there is a laws, there is a stigma attached to the isha. So because of that, in order to protect the isha against the stigma, so the Chachomim had to pass it again. Even though whatever the Baal says is a lie, still they had to pass it again. In order to protect Nish, because if the Chachomim passed the get, that means she will not get married without another get. So maybe there won't be any stigma. So in order to prevent the stigma against the Isha, the Chachomim, so the Makshin felt that the Chachomim have to pass the get, even though we are sure that whatever the Shliach said is true, and whatever the Baal said is a lie. Still, the Makshin assumed that in order to protect the Isha against the laws, the Chachomim have to pass on the get. Not on the basis of the Nemones of the Baal. On the basis of the Sheker of the Baal, the Chachomim had to pass on the get. So then the Gemara in the Teretz, given Yom Amar, the common Eastern law, Rabbi Yechon Lechanine, Chadom Abnebeiz, Chadom Abnegimu, Mikor and Medek Daik, Viliosa Lewea Nafshi, so mainly there won't be any real stigma. And since the Shliach is the Mones, so according to the first question of Tesis, the Mones of the Shliach is based upon what? Upon Medek Daik, no. The Medek Daik is only explains as to why there won't be any stigma. But the Nemones of the Shliach, according to Teisves, is based upon Mishum Igune Akel Rabbanon. That's all. Midraise, we don't need any testimony, only Midrabbanon. So the Medek Chachomim gave credibility to the Necho, to the Shliach. So that's why he's Nemon. Not because Mishum Igune Akel Rabbanon. The meaning that the coming to Tesis is only explains as to why we are not afraid of a loss, of a stigma. Because we call a meaning that we also live an option. So melee, and even, first of all, in all probability, he will not come. And even if he will have the chutzpah to come, so no one will pay attention. People, the majority of people will not even pay attention. Even if he comes. So melee, there won't be any stigma. And why is it ever? Not because we call him in the diet, but because we should be good at the Rabbanon. According to Rashi, so we call him in the diet is the reason as to why he has the monies in rebutting the Yehor of the Baal. According to Tainsves, the reason as to why the Shliach has the monies in rebutting the Yehor of the Baal is because we should be good at the Rabbanon. But we call him in the diet is explanatory as to why they are not afraid of a loss. Okay. That's the first question. So it sounds a little strange. I mean that the Makshim assumed that we believe the Makshim conceded that we believe the Idechot, Mishumigune. Mimele, we don't believe the testimony of the Baal, the Yo of the Baal, and we are sure that the year of the Baal is a sheker, and still we should possibly get the Rabbanon in order to protect the issue against this elas, against this thing. Alright. Vim im kein meister of the Taitoch, the Mahanu before I get up, kim the Akati Ikelas. So then, Teisu says, so the Makshin, so the Makshin, according to the Makshin's view, that even though the Shliach is Ne'emon, but still if the Baal is not here, so the get becomes possible. So my little Chachom in the Kanta. Chachomim on Misaki, the Shliach should say for next. So if, let's say, as a result of the testimony of the Shliach, so if the Baal is married, we ignore the Yom of the Baal, and the get remains intact, kosher, and the issue is allowed to get married, fine. So you understand what the Chachomim accomplished by requiring the Shliach to sing Ponechta. But according to the Makshin, so even though the Shliach is never, and but still we do pay attention to the Yom of the Baal. We do pay attention. Not that we assume that the Baal is telling the truth. No, we assume the Baal is telling the Sheker, but we possibly get anyway. So in final analysis, the testimony for Nechtam didn't accomplish anything. So why were the Chachomim Misakim the Shliach should say it doesn't accomplish anything? So the Aitoch, the Mahane, the Reich Biomim Loyetzi, she is Beshoyamim. They did accomplish, because most of the time the Baal, if the Shliach does say Panechtam, so the Baal will not dare be Meitzilas. So that's the accomplishment. So, in other words, if the Shliach wouldn't have to say Panechtam, then the Baal would be more disposed to be married. As a result of the requirement, and the Shliach to say for Panechtam, the Baal will not be disposed to be Miach. But if he is Miach, so then the get will become possible. In spite of the mnemones of the Shliach in before the Panechtam. According to Salt Laitoch of the Makshi, that even that in face of the testimony by the Shliach of Panechtam, if the Baal is Miach, so he can manage. The Yiro will be effective to pass the get on the basis of the Sheker of the Yiro, not on the basis of the Emes, but on the basis of the Sheker of the Yiro. So Hodik Toni Yishlo Veirim Biskayim Bechismo. Now, so the Mishnah says in connection with maybe get Be'ar Yisroel where there is no connection. So in Yishlo Veirim, the Gemara asks Yod Mai Yirim Yodi Dechot. So the Gemara mentions in connection with maybe get Be'at Yisroel. That if the Baal is Me'areya, then we must have killed. The implication being that only if the Baal is Me'areya and Be'at Yisroel, when the Shliya didn't say when after Me'achtam, then it requires Kim Chizmo. But if the Baal is Me'areya and Chutz Loretz, when the Shliya didn't say when after Me'achtam, it doesn't require Kim Chizmo. But according to the Marshal, so even if the Baal would be Me'areya and Chutz Loretz, when the Shliya didn't say when after Me'achtam, so we still, his ill is still effective to require kiyum chismo. So he says, according to the Havamine of the Makshim, we have to say that in Achname, the Mishnah says in Yishla Be'erin, the Gemara, the Mishnah does not have reference only to Eretz Yisrael, it has reference to Chutz Loretz also. ומשנה מתק תאית ולא עושה בעל הארי ואפילו אם יערה לא יאמינו so they won't even be a stigma ולקה להסלב so the מתק תאית is explanatory as to why there won't be a stigma, there won't be a loss, but it's not explanatory as to why the שליח נמון, why is the שליח נמון according to this is because משנה גנק לא according to Rashi, why is the שליח נמון to rebut the year of the Baal because of Meir. So that's a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Then there is an option. Umi hu emir al rini foreshke she yiposu mishu laz baal kim di kombon she hu kosho kim di kombon she hu kosho. So the Ri doesn't like that shot, that the makshin assumed that true indeed the shliach is nemon and we don't attach any credibility to the Baal Siho, and as a matter of fact, we take it for granted that the Baal Siho is Kuli Sheker, but still we pass on again. Even though we take it for granted that it's Kuli Sheker, we still pass on again in order to protect the issue against the stigma, against the last. That's not Mishnah. She posted Mishnah Baal's Baal, keeping the common Shil Koshi. We ate with Vietnam now. Tesis before said that according to the first pshat, so according to the Salkedaitoch of the Makshin, when the Mishnah says in Gishel Falavirin is kind of chesmo, it does not have reference only to maybe get the Eretz Yisrael where the Shliya didn't say von Echad, but it has reference also to maybe get the Chutz Loretz where the Shliya didn't say von Echad. It's not much more like that. The fact that the Mishnah mentions that in the Sefer of the Mishnah, where it discusses maybe get Be'at Yisroel, indicates that in the Reisha of the Mishnah, if the Baal is Me'areya, it has no effect. So Meile Teisves, the second Loshin in Teisves, explains it differently. Who postulate Haine Shiyamin New Lilas Avon Mikolmokim Haget Kosher Avon Mikolmokim Haget Kosher. So Teisvi says that when the Makshe said Chados Baal Mahal postulate, the Makshe didn't mean that the get will become possible and the Besdin will tell the Isha you need another get, you can't get married with this get. No, but the Makshin also considered that once the Shliach said it from that to the Nechtam, and the Chachomim gave the Nemones credibility to the Shliach, Mishum Igune, so then that Nemones is rebuts any hero by the Baal. And we don't, and Mimele, if the Baal will be married, the Makshin also knew, so the issue, the get will not be possible. And he shall be allowed to get married. But the kashi is, and the Chachomim, how did the Chachomim give Nemones Mishumigune to the Shliach? And then this Nemones might result sometimes in a stigma, in a very big stigma against the Ishe. It's not the derech of the Chachomim to do something that might result to such an inconvenience to the Ishe, to a stigmatization of the issue. So mainly the kashi is, why did the Chachamim give the monies to the Shliach to rebut the year of the Baal? So Gemara is the Teretz. Gemara is the Teretz. No, there won't be any stigma against the Isha. Because we call him Eidik Dalek. So Memegle, the Baal will not come. And even if he will come, people will not pay attention. No one will, who has common sense, will pay attention to the laws of the Baal. So Memegle, no stigma will result from this testimony by the Shliach. So Memegle, that answers the Kashe, how is it the Chachamim give the Shliach credibility? So again, according to the second Pshat, why is the Shliach Nemon? Why is the Shliach Nemon? The Shliach is Nemon not because of Mikorah Minik Daik. The Shliach is Nemon because Mishum Igulek Unak Rabba. So we have a machleket between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so the Nemonis and the merits of the get is grounded in Igune Kulub Rabba. The Nemonis to rebut the Yor of the Baal is grounded in Mikorah Minik Daik. According to the Tesis, there is only one emunah to import the Yor of the Baal, and that's grounded in Igune Akilu Berabanon. And when the Gemara says Meidik Daik, that's not explanatory of the emunah. That's explanatory as to why there is no love, according to both. Now, it's mashma from this read, it's mashma that the Chachomim couldn't possibly get the Chachomim couldn't possibly get Mishum Laz if Besdin doesn't believe the Yod. The Chachomim couldn't pass. It's unreasonable to say that the Chachomim were mitake, that the get becomes possible because of the Laz that it might produce. So the Chachomim wouldn't possibly get just because of the laws. If the Chachomim do possibly get, it must be based upon certain emunas by the Baal. That's how it's mashma from the second lashon. But let's see another ri. Now, I don't know whether you learned it or not. That Hayom Dalet. We have to go over a piece of Gemara, that Hayom Dalet. In the middle of the Omelet, right after the star, there is a cup, there is a small star. Toshim. The boy in the Shmuel Miravuni. Dafim Dal, in the middle, after the start. Toshma, the boy in the Shmuel Miravun, Schneim Shinviu get me in his hand. Zrichen Shinviu von in the Nechtam of the Nechtam, O Yen Zrich. Omale, Ein Zrich. Umay, the Yen von in the Yen Shom, the Mehem, the Solo of the Nich. So according to Rob, the whole town of Nechtam is because of Kiyum, some Mele, if two Shmuchim will be get. So it's not necessary to sing for Nechta V'Nechta. According to Rashi, because the two Shluchim themselves would be able to be Mekayim. According to Tesis, that base, because the Baal will not be Me'ared. Whatever the reasons. But the Rabbi, the Talmi, is because of Shalom Lishmo. So even if two Shluchim deliver again, there is still a possibility of Shalom Lishmo. Just as in the case where one Shliach came with it. Hochem Maskin Lachashlom. So, when he said in Tzrichim, Afilu Alim the Rabbe, has reference to the time after the Jews in Chutz Loretz, they are always key. After the Jews in Medina Sayam became re-educated in the Dinim of Lishmo. So then, there is no Choshe of Sholei Lishmo. And the only chashashim is because of Kiyum, because Rabbi is like Rabbi. So here, since they are two shluchim, so there is no necessary for before Nechtu. There is no necessity for Nechtu. Yochechad Nami. So you shouldn't have the same for Lechtel for Lechta, because Lach is Lomdu. So the answer is, if one Shtiyah in words, we are Jews, Hashem Yahu's Lomdu Kukulet. We are always Cheshish, maybe the Jews, they became re-educated, maybe they will become ignorant again. Yoche Bitrei Name, so we should be Cheshish, maybe they will become ignorant again. So Bitrei Demal Zegite, Milzen Lishriche, Milzen Lishriche, Lugosem Rabbo. Voishen Lishriche, Utnamo Isha Atzmon Vio Gito, Uvilvachi Yatzma Tzicholim von Nechtel von Nechtel. So why? But it's Milzen Lishriche. So the answer is Shloitachli Mishliches. I hoche pa name, alo metanye, ku atzmi shei vigite, I tzolchlim vanechtu vanechta. So we should also say Shloitachli Mishliches, and even if the Baal himself delivers again, so he should still be required to say vanechtu vanechta. So in order to tell it, time of my own rabbon tzolchlim vanechtu vanechta. Dil mose baal meharo posmei, hashli hinkat nokat liode, vi uri kumarale. Now let's see the thesis. Yoche Baal Name. So thesis was bothered. Why does the Gemara say Yoche Baal Name? I'll leave it the Rabbi. So in other words, the implication is, I'll leave it the Rabbi, there is no difficulty. The Gemara could ask the same kasha, Yoche Baal Name, I'll leave it the Rabbi too. So why does the Gemara say Yoche? If so, in other words, so Rabbi is still difficult. You can ask the same kasha, I'll leave it the Rabbi too. Why does the Gemara say Yoche? So thesis says, Lerome Nich. So in other words, so this thesis says, I'll leave it the rabbi, that the reason is to why that even if the Baal is ma'areh, it's not that we trust the year of the Baal. But in your last, it's only a statement. But he passes the get. If the Baal is ma'areh, so he passes the get, so it's in your last. And still he passes the get. So we see the thesis is saying in effect that even though we don't trust the hero of the Baal, and we don't assume that what the Baal says in his hero is true. We assume that whatever the Baal says in his hero is a sheker. But still, it's possible because of lies. Alright, so you can say, this is not a read, that's another Baal thesis. So let's see another thesis. And the Gemara further. Now, Tosh, Hamei v'get n'dnes ha'yam, v'nos n'lom l'om u'fon n'echta u'fon n'echta, in this kind of chesim of kosher, v'imav post, hoi m'utzcho chulim u'fon n'echta u'fon n'echta, ma'ach n'o le'o lo ha'kolem, li'ro v'nich. So, according to Rove, it's all right. So this price is not difficult, because according to Rove, we're not chesish for shalom l'ishmo, we are only chesish for mizuyim. So Mimele, in this kind of Mechesmov, so we can determine that it's not Mizuyev by Kiyum Mechesmov. But according to Rabbi, Kiyum Mechesmov will only verify that it's not Mizuyev, but Kiyum Mechesmov will not verify in any way that it is Lishmo. So why does the price say, so in this kind of Mechesmov kosher? So the Rabbi Kashi. So Gemara again gives it that this price has reference to the stage, to the time, when the Jews in Chutz Lo'aretz in Nes Yam were already re-educated in the dinim of get, in the dinim of Nishim. So, Roch HaMayaskinu Lach HaShlom, V'am Ratzir HaShem Yazgamu L'Kukulei. So, it should still be possible, even if it's Niskai Mechesmo. So that will verify that it's not Mizuyim. But it will not verify that it is Lishmo. And even though it's Lach HaShlomdu, but there is always a Choshe, maybe they'll become ignorant again. So, V'am Ratzir She'adu Kulei Kishenisis. Yihoche, so in other words, so Lach HaShlomdu and Nises, so the Chachon didn't want to impose that hardship upon the woman that she should be detained. So, Yihoche, Hayu Yitzchuk Olim Fonechta Vonechta Lach Nirolel, Hokrolel, Mishnah is so. Why do the price explain it on the basis that the whole requirement of saying for that for Nechtam is to be meikel on her? So, Mishnah is so. Horeko, v'chitein lachmi olal, v'livke, v'lo yitzrichu, v'lo for Nechtam lachmi olal, v'alkal olal, time my, v'il no se pao me'areir, u'posulei, hashte pao loiko me'areir, anan nekim u'ne'areir alo. Let's see the Rashi. Time and mind, the on top. First line. The failing base. Time and mind. Dil Moshe Baal Ma'are. The time and mind, Yom Rabbonim, the boy, the main man, Dil Moshe Baal Ma'are. Hil Kachim, when he says, like you know, say, our Hashem, when he says, Amai Leifke, Akadal Yosef Baal Ma'are, Anan, Neikom and Are. So there was another girl saying, Vi boy say me, so Rashi says, "Viboy sim loy kasino, el hoche kasino." Time my deal was the bal maro posle, hash the bal loy komare, and na meki monaro le. Hoi, loy, hutzro cholema von dachter la hachmi vole o el hoche le. This is what Rashi says. El hoche kasino, el hoche le. Time my. So hoi lo hutzro chol. Leimer von der Nacht nach mal wel kolel. Time mal. Dil mo se bau mal und posle. Hast du bau loik mal? Ana ni kun hal. So rasch wo ich goes. I boy se. Dis yum in de milsi. Ul rini ve de chape goes le. U mekle hast de kidim shalom. De khim de ni se slontei se. So the ri says that we can be gayres i boy se. We can be gayres i boy se. So it's another terrence. The first terrence was to explain the price of the Rabbi, that this price is referenced Lachashlom. Now the Gemara says, we boy say me that this price is referenced Kedim Shalom. But then you ask, Kedim Shalom do? So why is it kosher? If it's this kind of chesmov, why is it kosher if it's this kind of chesmov? So Kishenisis and even though it's Kedim Shalom do, so if he says we are not machmir, but only if it's Niskay Mechesmov, and he says, but suppose it's not Niskay Mechesmov, even if it's he says, so the Chachomim are machmir on her and tell her that she must leave the husband. But if it's Niskay Mechesmov, so how is that explained? Ulrini re de shapi goresle, umekele, hash the Kedim Shalom do, the chim dinises loiteitze. Kim do the zeal flekle mechash. Why do we sky the chesmo? Vileke las balme, the shall you shmo, afil yose bal, umare, some mele, since she was nises, we don't have to worry about the las. So they say, the re says here in effect that there is a difference between Rabestam and Rabestam. According to Rabestam, if the Baal is me'areir, so then we are mamish afraid lest it's mizrit. But according to Rabestam, even if the Baal is me'areir, and the Shliach did not say before the Nechter Ufanech, so we don't trust the Baal's here, according to Rab. We don't trust the Baal's here. But why is it possible? If Loini says, then it's possible. So if Loini says, if as long as she didn't remarry, so we pass it again, and we say she's not allowed to get married. So why do we pass it? Because of us. So in other words, and who says that? The Li. Now this Li can very well be explained according to the oneness of the law. Because you see, here, the Ri makes a distinction between the Niru of Mizuyev by the Baal and the Niru of Shaloi Lishmo by the Baal. If the Niru by the Baal is that the get is Mizuyev, so then without Kiyum, even if Ni says he states it, because then we believe the Baal. If the Baal says Mizuyev, we believe it. Unless it's this kind of chesmo, why do we believe in? So according to the longness of Havel in the Rashi, so we can very well understand this thing. Because the Baal is a Baal Ashtar, and the Baal Ashtar has the monies to pass the higher Mishnah. So if he says it's Mizuyev, so according to him, it's not Ishtarai, it's Mizuyev. What kind of Ishtarai it is? So maybe he has the money, says Baal Ishtar. Masha'inkin, if the Baal doesn't say it's Mizuyev, but the Baal says that it was signed Shaloi Mishmo. So even if it was signed Shaloi Mishmo, so it's still a good Ishtarai. It's still a good Ishtarai. So maybe he doesn't have the money as a Baal Ishtar. So why is it possible if the Baal is Me'arir and it says Shaloi Mishmo? Not because we trust him, not because the Baal has the monies, but because he produces a stigma. So in order to protect the Ish against the stigma, people keep on saying the Ish is an Ish, she remarried, she had children, they are mamzerim. So in order to protect the Ish against this stigma, so the Chachomim passed on the get. Chachomim passed on the get. So the Ri by himself, this thesis by itself can very well be explained, but this really seems to be in conflict with the second Roshan in our thesis that is also mentioned by him. He had the second Roshan in our thesis. So he says, in other words, he says it's unreasonable, it's inconceivable that the Chachomim should possibly get, even though we assume that the hero of the Baal is fully shaken. So it's inconceivable. But here the Ri itself says that even if it's not, that even Kedim Shalom, and the Baal is Me'areh, the Baal is Me'areh, so we don't trust the hero of the Baal, but the get is possible. Kedim Shani says, the get is possible, and we tell her you can't get married because of the lies. But not because we trust. Because if we trusted the year of the Baal, so then even if Ni says we should say Teitzim. Just as we say in case where the Baal is Ma'ar, that's Mizuyev, that even if Ni says, so we say Teitzim. But the Ri says there is a difference. If the year of the Baal is Mizuyev, so then if it's Loin Iskayim Echeismov, even Ni says he states. Because then we believe the Baal. Because then the Baal is the money, says in Baal Ashtar. But if the Baal says Shaloi Lishmo, so then he doesn't have the money, says in Baal Ashtar. Because even when it's Shaloi Lishmo, the Shtar could be a good Shtarai anyway. As the Baal says, in Rashi. So why is it possible? If Loini says, why is it possible? Because of Laz. So that means the Chachomim puzzled to get. Because of us, even though we take for granted that the hero of the Baal that he shall get, he shall only show his question. But here, the Ri says in the second version that this is inconceivable. So there seems to be a direct stire between the Ri here and the Ri that failed with veins. So how can we reconcile the two Ri's? So there is only one way of reconciling the two Ri's. Because there is one difference. The Ri Daf Hei Omid Beis has reference to a case where there was no testimony by a shliach that was mivarim, that there was no psul in the get, that the get was lishmo. So since there was no testimony, so mimele, true that the Baal doesn't have any mnemonis in Israel. When he says that the get was written Shaloi Lishmo, he has no memories. And basically will say the Baal is lying. Even though the Shliach didn't even testify as to the fact that the get was Lishmo. He didn't testify before an Echter, before an Echter. And the Baal is Me'areh. So basically doesn't believe the Baal story because he's not a Baal Ashtar on that. So he has no memories. So he said, since he has no mnemonis, so maybe it's a lie. But even though we say it's a lie, but since there was no, I'm going to say this, that the get was written Lishmo, so maybe that lies would be such a big lies, would produce such a stigma. In other words, it will be an uncontested stigma, an unrebutted stigma. So, because of an unrebutted, uncontested stigma, so the Chachomi, so it's reasonable for the Chachomi to pass on the get, even though we don't believe it. Mashaiki, the really nowadays is, so we are, here's reference to a case where the Shliach did testify. So the Shliach established the fact that it was written Lishmo. So then the first question says, even though the Shliach established the fact that it was written Lishmo, but still, if the Baal comes and he says it's Shaloi Nishmo, true, we don't believe the story of the Baal, but the Chachomim would pass according to the Havamine of the Makshe. So the Chachomim passes the gate. So then he says, in such a case, where the Shliach testified and verified that it was Nishmo, and then the Baal comes and says a Sheker, which we consider as a Sheker that has been proven a Sheker, and by the testimony of the Shliach, for such a Sheker, it's not reasonable for the Chachamim to pass on the get. Masha'ike, in the case of the Ri, of the Feyom Beis, where the Shliach did testify, so it wasn't established that the get was written Lishmo. Only thing is, the Baal is not among us. So since the Baal is not on this, so you also assume, so basically you assume that the Yehu is a Sheker. But it's not a Sheker that has been proven a Sheker by testimony of Reid. So since it's there we have a Sheker that was not proven a Sheker by testimony of the Reid, so there we can pass it, even though he's the Baal is not there. But we see that according to the Rishite, so even when the Shliach didn't testify that the get was written Lishmo, and then the Baal comes and says that it's Shaloi Lishmo, the Baal is not a monis. But we pass it anyway, because to protect the Isha against a lass that has not been proven in Shekha by testimony of Hayden. So we pass the get. So why isn't the Baal Nemon? How is it that the Baal is Nemon when the Yehu is Mizuye, but when the Yehu is Shaloi Mishmo is not Nemon? So you have to explain it according to the longness of Revol. So that's a riot to Revol's Pshat in Rashi. I mean, so we have to say the same longness in the Yehiyah Dafei Amud Beis, the Tapu. Alright. Now, so that's all for today. Now, I mentioned before that there will be a Pchine this coming Sunday, but the Pchine will be postponed for the following Sunday. So the Pchine will be an old Gemara we will have covered by that Sunday.